Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report. This is the new format. I'm just going to open the show with my own singing, because as everybody knows, I want to be a recording artist someday, which is completely not true, but I should be in a band because I have such an amazing voice. But we're waiting for the rest of the folks to hop on. We got Louie
right now,
which I will put on in a second. I just want to laugh about him while he's sitting there listening, because he's a smelly Jew Puerto Rican, and nobody loves him because he's ugly.
I see.
Yeah, buddy.
Pretty much. I got all. You hear me? You hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear your stupid face. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
What are you driving?
Big fuck you. Yeah, I'm driving.
Yeah. You driving your wife insane?
Oh my god, with the jokes, this guy. Good. Is it just
driving your poor wife? Louis said he was driving right now, and I just said that he was driving his wife insane because I'm so smart and clever.
That is quick and witty.
Yeah, super quick and witty. So are you guys going to put your dog down finally? Is that what's happening right now?
Never. We're going to have him stuffed when it's his time. So, no.
Are you going to have your wife put down?
No. I'll probably stuff her later with Fessel down.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. We talking like cheese and pepperoni? You going to make like a stromboli out of her? Or are we talking sexual?
Both. Might stuff some pepperoni in her mouth while I stuff other holes.
That's, that's fantastic. Well, so are you the one that's actually driving right now, Liv?
Yes, I am.
Well, we can't condone this. How can you co-host a radio show while you have your life and your wife's life in your hands?
You're on Bluetooth. Go ahead, caller. You're on Bluetooth.
But how can you pay full attention to the show while you're driving? I mean, to be fair, it's not like you ever really do. I mean, at least you're awake.
I was gonna say, I don't pay 100% attention, and I'm not driving, so I don't know if that's any better.
Last week, please remember that I fell asleep for 10 whole minutes.
Yeah, that's really she's awake this week.
So at least I won't fall asleep.
That's what I'm saying. At least this week, you're awake. And I don't. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a real question, Louie?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing heroin?
No.
I just have the energy of a 90-year-old. That's all.
It's been like this for years, though.
In my defense, you're always talking about have a couple of drinks, and that's how I wanted to emulate you guys. And I was like, I had two beers. And, a two-beer queer, they call. Two-beer queer, Louis.
Two beers knocked him out.
I was done.
So why don't you wait until the show starts to start having the beer, then? It's not like you need to loosen up for this show.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go to bed anyway.
It really doesn't matter.
Couple beers, a couple of beers, and I fall asleep.
I can't wait to go to sleep, Eric.
I know. I usually can't wait to go to sleep either at any given time. Like right now, I'm thinking about is when this show ends so I can take a nap.
Good night. I really need
I'm actually on the clock, so I got to wait until at least 9.
Is that right? You're working?
Yeah.
You're at 7-Eleven?
I mean,
it's not like you
have to punch in and out from giving hand jobs at a bus stop.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just on the corner. It's nothing I can't handle.
That's speaking of kind of sexual gay stuff, did you guys see Peter Dinklage on SNL the other night?
I saw a clip of, it was like a clip of him doing Naked and Afraid with
like
Leslie Jones.
Yeah, I didn't see that part
of it.
That was a good episode, because there's a few good clips. There's one called Space Pants, where he's dancing and singing about his space pants. But there's another one that was fucking brilliant, man. It was like the Glory Hole restaurant.
Dude, I brought that up on the show like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
really?
I was asleep. I was asleep.
Yeah.
I'm late to the game,
I want credit for this. I totally brought this up on the show.
You get credit for that. You totally get credit for that.
That one was
bringing
hilarious.
Up a clip.
That was a good one.
I'll have to look into it, because what I saw was a clip. Yeah, like have you heard of that show Naked and Afraid, where they basically drop people naked into the woods and
you're supposed to
make shelter and clothing and all this shit for themselves.
Another
brilliant idea for a quote unquote reality show. So they did a clip. They did a spoof on that show with Peter Dinklage and Leslie Jones, who is...
I didn't see that.
I don't understand Leslie Jones. I don't get it. She has never made me laugh. She's a big, fat-ass, loud black woman, and her whole shtick seems to be that she's just a loud black woman.
Right.
I didn't have a context then.
She's gonna be the black one in the new Ghostbusters movie. The black.
You're gonna be the black one.
Yes.
There's really no other way to put it. That there's not at least two black people. You know what I mean? That's fucked up.
Because fucking racist Hollywood knows exactly the minimal amount of effort they have to put in to satisfy racial groups.
True, man.
Otherwise,
it would have been a black movie. Two black women, not the black woman movie. That's terrible. I can't believe you guys allow that in your whole, with your white influence over Hollywood. You two in particular.
Yeah. Well, she's the black one in the new Ghostbusters chick movie, which honestly... See, here's the thing. Like, a good percentage of those people that are in that movie are the female cast of the current SNL. At least two of them are.
Right.
I like Kristen Wiig. I like Melissa McCarthy. But the other two are from this particular era of Saturday Night Live, which is just filled with mediocrity. None of those people have any comedic talent to me whatsoever. I don't get Saturday Night Live. No.
Yeah, no real charm there. I got to admit, I've seen the trailer, and it just doesn't look as good as I was hoping it would be. Yeah.
No, because it's not going to be. It's going to be, instead of just being a Ghostbusters movie, they have to go back to square one and make it an origin story, which is a problem.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the origins of the Ghostbusters anymore. Like, even kids know what the fuck the Ghostbusters are now. You don't have to explain how they formed. It's just like, you could have 5 minutes of the movie where they're just like, a couple of the older guys are like, yeah, we need to hire new people because we're old and fat as fuck. So here you go.
That would have been great. Yeah.
Which is literally the reason that Bill Murray doesn't ever want to do another Ghostbusters movie.
Is it a Judd Apatow?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. Don't care.
Has the air of it.
Do flying fucks.
The trailer looks...
I don't
care. What was that?
It looks like exactly what it's going to be, and what it's meant to be is a new generation of Ghostbusters. They went the lady angle because that's popular now, which is fine. That doesn't bother me at all. When they replace white characters with black actors, that doesn't fucking bother me. I don't know why everybody gets so pissed off about that. Like, now is
fine. That's great to me. Now, like, now's the time white people can stand to lose a couple fucking roles in Hollywood. Hollywood is like 98% fucking honky. Hollywood is like fucking 98.8% honky cracker motherfuckers. All right? So they can stand to lose a few roles.
He's not getting nominated for any Oscars anyway, so they don't have to worry about the black.
No. I have a, Louis and I have a mutual friend who just, like, who gets so pissed off when they replace, when they put a black actor in a white role, because he feel like, he feels like it's shoehorning black people into something that wasn't black. So what?
So what?
Yes, yeah, you're right. So the fuck what? Get over it, bitch. Like, come on. It's like the shit they're doing. Have either of you guys seen the anime Ghost in the Shell? I know Louis has. Have you seen it, Mick?
I have not.
Well, it's been a couple of movies. It's been like a whole shitload of series. Like it's actually a pretty well established Japanese anime, and they're making a live action movie of it, and they cast Scarlett Johansson as the main role.
Mm-hmm.
For Japanese.
Oh, really? For Japanese. I didn't realize. Interesting. Live action. The original.
Why live action? Is that what you said? Why live action?
Yeah.
Because Hollywood has no new ideas. That's why.
Nothing.
And they can't make the kind of money they want on another cartoon movie. They're not going to do it. So it just doesn't work like that. You're not making blockbuster money on a fucking anime.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Have you guys thought of the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Good segue.
Well, I was hoping I want to get into that, but let's do that in a minute because I was hoping Christy would be here for this, but I don't know. After last week, I'm not confident in her ability to be coherent when she calls into the show. Can we just talk about last week, please? Because it was a shit show. That was one of the worst shows we've ever done. Christy, I could have sworn, was on crack.
Christy, like, she was making, was being like kept under a. Kept in quarters by some mystery Kenyan man
who
no one had ever heard of.
She started out like kind of whispering, and then she started asking him questions because she wouldn't answer any of ours. So
we were asking him questions on our behalf, and then he wasn't answering, or I don't know what he was doing. I had no idea.
No, we started trying to talk to her, but she was busy talking to the Kenyan.
Right.
So we just decided to start asking the Kenyan question, at which point I guess he got pissed off and banned her from wherever he was holding her. I guess he released her from her cage. But she was making no sense to me whatsoever. I had no idea what was happening. Fucking Louis disappears because his ass falls asleep. So we got one raving maniac and one fucking narcoleptic heroin addict. Mick is just cackling like a madman because he has no idea what happened. He doesn't care. Mick's like, this is great. This is as good as a sports game to me right now.
Pretty much.
What are you gonna do?
It was scene.
Louis, don't fall asleep on the road, man. Tell your wife to keep the adrenaline needle handy in case you OD while you're driving.
Oh, man.
So, yes. Oh, looks like we... this looks like... He didn't fall asleep, but we lost him anyway.
Uh-oh. Did you drive off a cliff?
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Hopefully he calls back. But did you take a chance to watch that video that I posted on the page?
I did.
Hold on, he's back. Wish Christy would get her ass on me, but... Hey, buddy.
You're back. I'm back. Back alive.
Yeah, can't hear you so well, though, Louie.
No.
No, you might want to roll your windows up, or...
Why are you going to make fun of me, man?
Oh, I can hear
you. Never make
fun of me. Because you're on a fucking radio show.
I would never make fun of you, buddy.
Oh, see, Mix got your...
You're the bee's knees.
And your ass. So, Louie, you saw that video, because we talked about that already, the Nick Cannon video.
Oh, yeah. And I mentioned to you, you know, he's not far off the mark. It's just who he's coming from. And, yeah, the music is super cheesy, goddamn.
Well, that's
yeah,
okay. So let's start off at the beginning there. Nick Cannon wants to deliver a political message. That's where you should have stopped and just said, no, we can't do this.
I mean, it's admirable in some respect.
It would
Except
be more admirable.
Whole...
You know what? Honestly, I think it would be more admirable if it wasn't this rich little douchebag.
That's what I was going to say.
About
if it was
being
like,
too poor to vote.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. If it was like a regular Joe Schmo off the street, I think it would have carried more weight. But like about 10 seconds into the video, I go, wait a minute, is that Nick Cannon? And like, that's the last person to be offering a video called to throw the vote. Because he's never been broke in his life.
Oh, looks like we got a Christy now. Louie, roll your window up, dude. This shit is out of control.
Hello?
What's up, Christy? Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Did you get a chance to watch that video that was up on the page, the Nick Cannon shit?
No. I was doing things like living.
No, I know, but you usually see like all of the videos on.
You
see like more videos than that. You didn't watch it.
No, I didn't.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's something I thought you might have seen already, but it's basically just Nick Cannon rapping over this really like meaningful, like kids dying in Africa type music. About, like, the political, you know, being too poor to vote and shit like that, which...
Basically how the whole political system is fucked and how, pretty much regardless
right.
of who you vote for, it's not going to do any good.
Yeah, again, he's not far off the mark. He should just...
Right.
He's talking.
But that's... Okay, so let's break it down. I want to break this down because this is what irks me about that video. First off, it's Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon
okay.
is Ryan Seacrest of black people, and I fucking hate Ryan
right.
Seacrest. And I never liked Nick Cannon because Nick Cannon has a tendency, and this is a big pet peeve for me in real life, Nick Cannon has a tendency to, I guess you can call it kiss and tell, but he's
mm-hmm.
always, dude is always making shout-outs about who he fucked. Like, always.
Okay.
Yes. I don't like that. That's not. There's nothing classy about that. That's just. It's like, all right, dude.
That's
you
no
know,
class.
You got stick wet. Right.
Definitely. I don't go around saying I was balls deep in Mike or Mick.
Exactly. You
said
respect.
I'm the
yeah,
quiet.
You do.
Yeah,
you do. But it's different because we say the same shit, so it's okay.
So Nick Cannon got all political in a rap. Well, Nick Cannon can't rap anyway. Like any of his,
you're right.
No, not at all.
Any of his albums were commercial flops. Like they didn't even see the light of day half the time.
I didn't know he had an album. Wow.
Yeah,
he tried. He tried a bunch of things. He thinks he's a stand-up comedian too, which is a mistake.
Oh yes. That's
oh yeah.
That,
I actually watched his like hour-long stand-up special. It was horrible.
You've got a special.
Yeah.
Too, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anybody there like
fuck Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any Nick Cannon fans that have like a poster of him and stuff, like diehard Nick Cannon fans. Like I really doesn't.
I mean, I'm sure there are.
Well, like, how much is comedy tickets at, like, a theater? Like, 50 and up, right? Somebody paid money to sit down in a theater somewhere to watch Nick Cannon on stage.
Yeah, who's saying Nick Cannon's in town, man? We gotta go see his stand-up. Like,
like, I don't know what anybody, like, let's say you've never seen Nick Cannon do stand-up before, so you don't know. Like, what about what he has ever done for a living has made you think that he's funny?
His Nickelodeon days with the canned laughter, with the laugh track and all that stuff?
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess.
When he was a kid and somebody was writing jokes for him.
Here's what Homeboy is doing. One of the lines that he said in this video was that he's not feeling the burn. And I'm thinking to myself, like Homeboy, like, if there was ever a candidate that would represent poor black folk without being a poor black folk themselves, it would be fucking Bernie Sanders. And he's talking about being too poor to vote, and this motherfucker says no to nothing. Nick Cannon has never said no to anything in his life.
Nick Cannon, jock spray, you know, Nick Cannon curl activator.
Curl activator.
Like crazy-ass
Nick
Mariah
Cannon
Carey
spray
was
on
like,
varnish.
Do you want to marry me? And he was like, yes. Mariah Carey, you crazy, you certifiably proven crazy bitch, I want to marry you.
Well, if any crazy bitch you're going to marry, that's the one to marry. That's like the...
I actually lost respect for Mariah Carey.
I did too. She downgraded, like.
She downgraded crazy.
That
was banging the Lee Iacocca of the music industry and went down to him.
Okay.
I know, you're right. Yeah, she was banging it. But you know what? Mariah Carey fucked Eminem too. So you got it's not like she got the greatest taste. You know.
Well, she can fuck who she want to fuck. She got
sounds like she got herpes.
She's got the money to have herpes.
Yeah, she can probably pay to have her herpes like lasered out of her. She's got money.
She just pays Jessica Biel to, you know.
So Nick Cannon, this video, it starts with him standing outside of what I think is a polling place in a fucking wife beater and an American flag like low hanging jogging pants. And it starts out with some woman saying to him, like, is whatever you're doing here like gonna be political? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, well, you have to stand like 100 feet away from the polling place, according to law, to do that. And he's like, all right. Like, he's trying to act like he's perpetrating some civil disobedience. This is the closest that Nick Cannon has ever been to crime. The closest.
Violating a 100-yard rule.
He bought some food stamps off that girl. Half.
He bought food stamps off a girl? Was it to prove a point, or was he just like, Mariah ain't giving me my allowance this week?
9 times of 10, he didn't get it.
So that starts, and then he just starts rapping. Now, I've seen, I think all of us at some point have seen or been around somebody freestyle rapping. We've seen videos of it. Like, we've seen people rap without a beat. This motherfucker has no beat. And there's no beat in the music because the music that's playing is literally, like, one of those, like, semi-sad songs that they play over, like, like animals being tortured to death or starving kids in Africa. It's like, one of those songs that's just, like, no, you can't rap to the song. I don't care what anybody says. There's some things you can't rap to, and that's one of them.
I will remember you. Yo, what's up? Africa, nigga. I ain't feeling the burn.
He's like, I ain't feeling the burn. I'm like, dude, like, couldn't you just have somebody standing next to you throw a beat down for you? Like, anybody. Like, there's little 5-year-old white kids that could throw a beat down. Just like anyone, dude. Like, I'm sure you walk down the street in wherever fucking town you're in, and there's some wannabe little white boy, dirty motherfucker trying to pass off his fucking beatboxing skills. Just post somebody in there and get you a beat down so you got something to work off of.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
That's
I'll
remember
you,
I wish,
bitch.
You gotta. You know what? If when you have time before next show, you gotta watch that shit because I need your opinion matters to me more than the two honkies on the show. In regard
what
to
I
that.
Want to know about the video is that he says he doesn't trust the Clintons because his cousin is in jail.
Yes.
So, I want to know what he's talking about.
He doesn't
How about
trust
your cousin?
What?
No good and got his ass in jail. It had nothing to do with the Clintons.
That's what I'm saying, but apparently that's Bill Clinton's fault because his cousin is in jail.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
he's talking
yeah,
about
no. Well, I mean,
the
he's talking
minimum
about free strikes,
sentences.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the mandatory minimum.
Mm-hmm. Selling bootlegs behind Tasty Freeze 3-10. What do you expect?
I mean, let's face it. If it's Nick Cannon's cousin, he probably went back to the same liquor store 3 times to try to rob it.
Okay. And cash his check.
And cash his check, right.
Oh, by the way, no, I got this right.
All right, can you
He's
change
like, yo,
this
yo,
out,
yo,
I mean,
y'all cash his check? By the way.
Okay.
Handling this shit.
Okay.
You know what, Nick Cannon? You know what? Maybe Nick Cannon is poor, which is why he was rapping that. And maybe he's poor because he has to keep bailing his cousins out of jail.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's poor because he's talentless and nobody wants to see him anywhere on TV ever.
I would say maybe he's poor because he lost his meal ticket. Now he's got to rap for money.
I don't,
it's not going
see, I don't. I don't know about that. Like, I don't know because, like, Christy, you say that, and I feel very strongly that way. I feel like Nick Cannon should never, ever be on television ever again. Like, Nick Cannon, we should bury Nick Cannon among some of the other stupid fads that America has gone through.
You know
like
what
the
is so sickening is, like, the same policies he's rapping against are the same people that probably like his ass and watch him. Like,
yes.
America's got... You know what I mean? I'm quite
yes,
sure it has
exactly.
a huge Trump supporter.
Well, that's
base.
What it is. It's funny because Mike called him the black Ryan Seacrest earlier, which is true, except I think he's very – I think part of him is very uncomfortable about that and wants to prove how, like, really black, quote-unquote, he is.
A lot
you're,
of it is.
You're right. You're right. He wishes he was Eddie Murphy. I'm not even – like, if you watch that stand-up,
right.
like, homeboy really wants to be Eddie Murphy.
Can't happen.
No,
nobody,
no,
can, be
nobody can be Eddie Murphy, but especially not Nick fucking Cannon. That ain't happening. But
he
no, you're right. Here's,
from
but here's why I have no sympathy for Nick Cannon, because he spent his career being Mr. fucking Bojangles and playing it up to white folks so he could be successful, which, like, that's if that's what you want to do, that's your life. Like, I can't judge people, especially black folks, for trying to make money when they're so
right,
at such a disadvantage,
money, yeah.
right? At such a disadvantage in the first place. But now you're trying to pretend like all that never happened, and now you're fucking Malcolm X, walking around at polling places trying to rap about inequality.
But
when
Malcolm.
You spent the last fucking you ain't Brother Malcolm. You've spent the last 15, 20 years of your career. Stepping on all the other black folks while you've been sucking up to the white man on your Nickelodeon shows and doing America's Got Talent fucking dancing.
Watching fat little white kids tap dance on stage to Howard
yep.
Stern and Sharon Osbourne and whoever the fuck they carted off on the third stop. I think last time they had like a Muppet or dead George Burns' body. Who knows? Can't tell anymore.
Like the most famous thing I can think of Nick Cannon having done is America's Got Talent, and he's just a placeholder there. Like, his job is literally just be like, yeah, here's some people, y'all. What do you guys think?
He took over from Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer had that job first. He's Jerry Springer's replacement.
Jerry Springer decided that wasn't for him.
Right. He's like, I'm done with this.
I say
bring someone
back
who never
Jerry
says no.
I say bring
he
back
was
Jerry
Springer's replacement. How do you feel about that, America?
Louie, you still awake?
Obviously,
so
you're okay
you wait,
with
Louis?
It because you keep watching
I'm
it.
Here,
you keep watching it. So you're fine with it, America, apparently.
No, America is fine with being condescended to on television. They absolutely love it.
I love it.
It's
love
an
it
entire business.
You don't have to face reality.
Amazingly
yeah
lucrative business.
They're okay with it. I don't know. Okay, so does it scratch
yeah
your math spot?
So I guess we can wrap up the Nick Cannon bullshit for now. Especially because, Christy, we can revisit it after you've seen it, like next week.
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody have a funny story to tell?
I have lots of funny stories to tell.
Okay.
I know, but I want your best. I know you always have funny stories, but I want one that, like, particularly stands out in your mind for being awesome.
There's a lot of them. I mean, last night was funny. Can I tell you about last night?
Was it really, though?
Last night I went to a hood party, and it was Jamaican theme. And they had this guy come out, and he called himself Hazy Hayes, right? Okay.
Hazy Hayes?
Hazy Hayes, nigga.
Is that like Flavor Flav? Like Stupid Cousin?
I've never heard of him before. But he comes out on stage, and not only is he rapping over his own voice rapping, but he's not even using his own beats. He's like rapping over Fetty Wap or something like that.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Nick Cannon should have done that.
So that was very, very funny to me last
night. Did Hazy Hayes write Nick Cannon's political rap?
I just know Hazy Hayes rapped nigga with nigga. So, you know, that's that.
That happens all the time in mainstream rap. That
I know.
All the
it
time.
It irritates me to no end. It's super lazy rapping. But
I thought
rapping like that was the laziest, but not only were you rapping over your own voice, you know what I mean, chiming in on certain parts of the song. And I bust my cap out, you know, it's like, really? Okay. And then it was on top of, like, other beats. Like, really? Are we rapping over, like, Little John?
Oh, man. I want Little John's job so bad. I want Little John's job so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Usually I hate people for doing, like, nothing to get famous. Like, absolutely fucking nothing. Like Kim Kardashian. But Little John...
Yes.
I don't care if he stands there and just says, yeah, like all day.
Well,
all day long. I love that motherfucker. Do you remember like the hype man, like some of the guys that Nelly has up on stage when he's performing, like the dude who got like the half mask on and shit, the hype man.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. 50 of them.
Lil Jon is like the king of hype men. He somehow became like a successful artist by being a hype man.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and
how
he
started too.
He,
people used to bring his ass up on stage and like he'd get the crowd pumping.
Okay. Yeah.
But not say much
not
at all.
Party. Okay. You can't not party with the yeah. Okay. Yeah. What? Oh, what? Okay. But this nigga was rapping over other people's songs. I'm like, okay, the party's officially over, because I was like, okay, It's $10, which is bullshit for a hood party. Somebody's trying to get their rent paid. And I'm like, I'm going to drink my $10. So I sat out to drink my $10 and left.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I did.
We'll see.
But no, it's
let me tell you something.
Now
I can
Now I can think of the Little John skit on Chappelle's show when he was like all like cultured and refined and shit.
Yeah,
that was great.
You got any great Poupon, bitch? Make the sandwich.
Like one of my favorite songs of all time is "Shots." Like Louis played it at his wedding because we danced to that like a few times. Like I love that fucking song, and it is nothing. It is nothing at all.
Any over and over.
Shots. Did it out Andrew WK? That song.
That's a good
question. Yeah, he's another. He's not as cool as Lil Jon, but he's all about partying too. Andrew WK.
Yeah. Okay. So is Lil Jon better than Flavor Flav? Hype man. To hype man.
That's kind of difficult. Yeah, he's.
That's
Flavor
really
Flavor
difficult.
I don't think he can parlay that into like a 30-year career like Flavor Flav did.
No, too much of a character.
Yes, I do actually. I do. I think Lil Jon's gonna be around for a long ass time.
Like will
he's
we? That's what I'm saying. Like, will we see Lil Jon on like you know, celebrity weight loss in 20 years or whatever it is, you know, or some
yes,
crazy
we are.
Show?
We will absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Because let me tell you something. Coolio is still trying to hustle. And Coolio has lost so much hair, he's got, like, one little braid on his head. Like,
holding on for dear life.
I love seeing Coolio and shit because literally, like, dude's male pattern baldness is so abstract that he's got, and he's trying so hard to keep them shits together. He got a braid from the side of his head. He got a braid from the top of his head. He got a braid from his eyebrows, and they all tied up on top to make it look like he still got something. I fucking love seeing him.
Oh, man. That's funny.
His hair is shaped in a question mark. Like, what's going on?
So, one day I hope to see Lil Jon with gray-ass dreads, you know, hopping around.
And a big giant pimp cup like he likes to drink.
Giant pimp cup. You know, they got to tape the pimp cup to his. They got to fucking duct tape the pimp cup to his hand because his fucking Parkinson's is too hard, and he can't keep that shit steady. That's it. Lil Jon's gonna be around forever, and I hope he is because he makes every song better. I don't care what anybody says. Any song that he's in is instantly better.
Definitely.
I'm working on a theory that there's like even less degrees between people and Donald Trump than there is Kevin Bacon. And literally there's like 1 degree with Donald Trump from Lil Jon because he was on Celebrity Apprentice and he won that motherfucker. Lil Jon won.
Lil Jon was on Celebrity Apprentice.
And won.
I have no idea. I don't know if I've ever really heard him talk other than shouting hype words.
He won it. He beat out everybody. Kim McGraw, some motherfucker, LaToya Jackson.
Did he hype his way through the whole thing? Like, yeah. And people just found
yes, he did.
Donald Trump is like, were you successful? And Lil Jon is like, yeah.
Okay, so that's just to tell you about his skills. But, I mean, how hard is it to win their prints anyway? Celebrity Edition.
You got
to
do better next time. Mr. Jon.
Okay. What? I'm going to revisit the bottle of vodka.
You're fired.
What?
And Turn Down for What is like my new favorite song. I can't help but start moving when that song comes on.
That's my personal life motto. That's like how I live. Turn Down for What.
Have you seen the video for that song? Have you guys seen that video?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, it's so fucking ridiculous. You got to watch that shit, dude. It's so ridiculous.
Really?
Seriously. It's like, there's like boners and like titty smashing tables.
Okay.
Interesting.
Chrissy, you seen that video?
Yeah, it's madness. But I mean, that song was on the Hangover soundtrack, so you know, video makes sense in that context.
Yeah, I don't even care if it was on the soundtrack or not. I still think the video is amazing.
It's
ridiculous.
Is it better than Nelly's Tootin' Drill, though? That was my favorite video of all time.
Which one?
Nelly's Tip Drill.
I thought your favorite video of all time was Ice Ice Baby.
That's my favorite song of all time. The video was a little bit to be desired.
I like Firestarter. That video.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
actually
my least favorite Prodigy song. That's my least favorite song of theirs.
I still like the video, though.
No, the video is good, but Smack My Bitch Up was better.
Oh, no, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Smack My Bitch Up.
Yeah, that's what you meant. That's the video.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
I was having this conversation at work the other day. Like, we all know that MTV has not have anything music-related anymore, but it's just funny that, like, if you're growing up now, you literally would probably ask why it's even called music television. Like, at least we remember it as MTV when they actually did play videos. But now anybody who's, like, under a certain age would literally have no idea why it was ever called music television.
Right. It's like, I want to watch Pregnant again. It has everything to do with music.
No, that's got everything to do with Insane Clown Posse music.
Now those Eminem songs make sense.
Can we just talk
about
we
can't talk about ICP without talking about how magnets work.
Yes.
None of us know.
Yes. I think we've actually touched upon this on the show like a long time ago, but that is one of the biggest mysteries in life is not magnets. It's that Insane Clown Posse didn't just Google them before they made that song.
Right. At no point in the editing process did somebody say, guys,
fucking magnets,
actually,
how do they work?
It's actually a pretty legit.
Don't let me talk to no scientists, because they're just lying. They get me pissed.
None of them went to third grade science class or had, like, science fair experiments.
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Don't even question it.
What a bunch of...
I like how... you know what the funniest thing about that is that Insane Clown Posse is so sequestered in their day-to-day lives that they haven't met anyone that could have explained that to them beforehand.
apparently they don't
hang in the same circles as Bill Nye the Science Guy. Like, apparently they don't, you know, watch Nova on television or you know, just
Cosmos,
you know, have a conversation with a normal person in like a Starbucks, maybe that might help.
Nope. At no point did a producer or a technician or anybody go, guys, this line makes no sense.
Hey, guys, we actually, it's very well known how magnets work, guys.
Might want to change that verse up a little bit.
You can bake one even in your bathtub.
I think somebody should go up to him afterwards, after that video, and just be like, how do you guys feel about evolution?
Oh, my God.
Dinosaurs are made out of popsicle sticks, and we're all going to hell.
They're unique too, because they actually did something which I thought was very clever, which they completely blew. They had, like, during the course of their albums, they had, like, they started building up this, like, mythos about, like, some great reveal thing that they were going to pull out at some point. Like, there was this, like, you know, this almost, like, secret that they were working up towards in their albums. I think their music is garbage, but I like the idea of there being like some, you know, underlying message to their whole shit or whatever. And it turned out to be like, we love God is basically what it turned out to be.
No.
Like the secret of the universe is that they love God.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Go back and
that in itself is